proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our series about the greatest commandments under the law by looking at the last part of the commandment contained in Leviticus chapter 19. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Despite the opinions of certain contemporary philosophers, most people have no difficulty whatsoever in loving themselves. As Paul put it in the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians, quote, "No man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it," unquote. To love others as he loves himself, an individual must first cultivate the virtue of selflessness. This approach involves following the advice Paul gave in the 15th chapter of Romans, namely, bearing the weaknesses of others instead of pleasing oneself, making oneself superior to others by the lack of such weakness. Joseph, the husband of Mary, did this when he refused to divorce Mary publicly, once he had learned about her pregnancy. Jesus Christ established a higher standard for his followers than the law of Moses required for Jewish people. In the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, he told them, quote, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another," unquote. New Testament Christians demonstrated such selfless love. According to Acts chapter 4, for instance, quote, "The multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common," unquote. Paul informed the Corinthian believers in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul informed them that he would gladly spend his energies and be spent on their behalf. Jesus Christ himself, quote, "endured such contradiction of sinners against himself," unquote. A statement noted by the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews in the 12th chapter of that book. Perhaps the following illustration might show how loving others can indeed prove beneficial to yourself. A reporter interviewed a farmer known for his prize-winning corn crops. He learned that the farmer habitually shared his seed with his neighbors. The reporter asked the farmer, "Why do you do this?" To which the farmer replied, quote, "If my neighbors grew inferior corn, the wind will blow the pollen from their crops into my fields. That would ruin my harvest. Therefore, I give them good corn seed, so that I can grow good corn," unquote. Again, in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus Christ remarked, quote, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." He said the second commandment was like unto it, namely, quote, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," unquote. How important were these commandments? Jesus Christ said, quote, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets," unquote. Jesus Christ taught the Jews that those who would follow him had to adhere to a higher standard of behavior, especially with regard to love. It would not be enough for them to simply love others as they love themselves, but they were to love others as Jesus Christ loved them. That is to say, unconditionally. Warts and all, to coin a phrase. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.